Hey regulars, Charlie here. We all spend a lot of time thinking about what we eat, but what about what we drink? Well, our friends at Kangen Water have an answer for you. When you call 800-494-8685 or visit Kangen Water, that's K-A-N-Water.com, you can learn more about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Kangen Water has been around for 50 years and has expanded into 9 countries, which shows that they really do have the staying power to outlast all their competition. The Kangen Water machine is the only real ionizer on the market. The rest, unfortunately, are nothing more than a mass-produced water filter. While Kangen Water is great for hydration, you can use it for all sorts of other health benefits, whether that be reducing acid reflux, migraine headaches, joint aches and pains, low energy, gout, and even muscle pain. Its antioxidants neutralize free radicals in your body and keep your immune system strong, while its alkaline properties balance the pH level of your body and keeps you healthy. If you drink a lot of energy drinks and have a very acidic diet, Kangen Water is a must. You can even use the water for weight loss. There are weight loss plans that rely on Kangen's alkaline water exclusively, but even without a plan, the water will help you lose weight. So if you're interested in improving your health and boosting your hydration, call 800-494-8685 or visit kanwater.com, that's K-A-N-water.com, to learn all about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Again, these deals will not last, so be sure to call and let them know that the Regular Joe Show team sent you.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone. Made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Howdy and hello, Joe Giganti, Regular Joe here with you, hour number 2 of the Regular Joe Show. Always good to be with you, plenty on tap. We're going to talk about good, the bad, the ugly this hour. Now, we've got some good news. One of those pieces of good news is just that the yet another effort by the left to try to gaslight as an art form. They plotted, they planned. They thought they had it in the bag, as they have many times before. But once again, their failure is evident to most, if not all. And that's part of the good news. It includes the Mayorkas impeachment derailment by Chuck Schumer. His shenanigans in the Senate will not go unnoticed if the Republican Party, if conservatives in general, certainly, if the leadership of the party does their job right. And that shouldn't be asking too much. I mean, this is what they're supposed to do, right? We'll get into that. And that's where we'll begin. Also, we're going to tap in this hour. Now, we've talked a lot about what's going on in the 8th Congressional District in Wisconsin. There's an update there. It's not a good one. Well, there's some good news about some of the candidates. There's bad news about the existing congressman. He's turning the knife yet again. We'll get into that in mere moments. But first, I got to tell you, it is 7 minutes after the hour, which means right now, in Afghanistan, the quagmire on top of the FUBAR, it is 6:37 p.m. On the Ivory Coast, 2:07 p.m. In Los Angeles, 7:07 a.m. And right now, in Beijing, China, it is 10:07 p.m. That is your new and improved. What am I getting the shame for? Oh, for that, I see. Everyone tells me I'm not nice. I do something nice and you shame me. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, TM, the Regular Joe Show, brought to you, as it always is, at the top of each and every hour to ensure one can never claim ignorance to the reality of the depravity, illegality, immorality, and just general ickiness that is the Biden crime family. Yesterday, speaking of which, during a committee hearing, I didn't bother getting the sound on this. It's a long exchange. It's just as easy to describe it, although we could get the sound if you wanted it. James Comer and Jamie Raskin got into a bit of a shouting match yesterday during a congressional hearing. It culminated in Jamie Raskin claiming there's absolutely no evidence that Joe Biden has done anything wrong. And he said, that's not true. And he said, well, if there is, why haven't you impeached him? To which James Comer responds, who says we're not going to? And so now, of course, there's showmanship, right? One-upsmanship going on. I hope Jamie Comer is being honest. If they, I believe there's a preponderance of evidence. If they believe it as well, let's get on the stick. And that's where we're going to begin. Excuse me. Again, apologies. It was a rough week when it comes to the allergies. So I'm getting through it. My wonderful doctor has me on a protocol that's making a huge difference. It may not seem like it, but I can promise you, if I wasn't following his protocol, I wouldn't even have a voice right now. So we was it Tuesday? We started to notice it was going down. Through his treatment, I've been able to stay on the air and do it, but I want to clear my throat on occasion. You'll hear some pauses. Soon enough, we'll be through it all. I will be breathing normally again, hopefully, and we'll move forward. But I do apologize. You can be a part of it. 888-737-1737. 888-737-1737. You can call or text that number. Emails to joe@regjoeshow.com. joe@regjoeshow.com is the way to be a part of it every Monday through Friday. And of course, we love to hear from you. Try to get to as many. I read them all again. I don't always get to as many on the air as I'd like to. Fridays, I try to make up for that and get to more of them. Certainly more calls on Friday when time allots for it. So, by all means, any day, anytime you feel that you need to be a part of it, we welcome that. And those are the ways to do it. Now, a moment ago, I said I was getting chided. So I have to explain. I don't want to keep people in the dark. Now, they say that, I mean, we're not Google here, right? We don't have, you know, skate ramps and video game systems and everything else in our radio complex of Studio 76. But we do try to do little things that mean a lot. For example, on Fridays, we have our Bagel Sandwich Friday, courtesy of the McDonald's, because we all love the McDonald's bagel sandwiches. And then there's different snacks throughout the times that we have learned different team members like. For instance, Shannon loves, the gummy bears? What is the Sobo Hobo, Gold? What is the name of the, I forget the name of the brand.
Haribo.
That's the one, Haribo. Bobo, whatever. I mean, I knew which ones to order. That's all that matters. And we've ordered on a number of occasions 5-pound bags of because she's not the only one that likes them. I mean, it happens to be one of her favorites, but as evidenced, as evidenced by how fast those bags go, she's not the only one that likes them. And of course, Charlie, I discovered, I would say borders on an addiction. The Dots pretzels, the like the bar pretzels, you know, the twist with the seasons. He's a big fan of those. And then there's, which at Costco, you can get like the, I don't know, it's like a 4-pound bag or whatever. It's a big bag. And then they also have, I don't know the brand, but it's that cheese caramel popcorn mix, both of which he likes. So in the last time that I ordered supplies for the studio, I made sure that we had paper, ink for the printer, and Dot pretzels, and the popcorn for Charlie. And he's always running around, so busy keeping everything going. So I took it upon myself to prepare him a little snack bowl with both items in it, and he called me the devil when I put it down at his station. I thought I was trying to be a giver, and he said, "Get behind me, Satan," because apparently he's trying to go on a no-carb kick or something. So I can only do my best to try to serve. That's all I can say. Now, so that's why, as we were coming into the segment, though, he was literally doing the tisk-tisk thing with his fingers because I think that his willpower had run out, and he was partaking of the snacks. But look, this is all, I mean, again, you got to make it a happy work environment. So there you have it. Now, speaking of text messages, Lynn just wrote in out of Wausau. She said, "Good news, I got a ticket for the Lincoln Day dinner. See you there, Lynn. I look forward to seeing you there as well." Mention it at the end of the last hour. Go to regjoeshow.com if you want to get a ticket to the Lincoln Day dinner. Langley County keynote speaker. I mean, this, look, Tom Tiffany is going to be there, Congressman Tom Tiffany. The leadership of the party is going to be there. All great reasons to go. The keynote speaker is Tom Holman. That is the chance to be able to see him in person, hear what he has to say in a very beautifully unvarnished way, an honest, straightforward assessment of the crisis at our border from somebody that worked with Donald Trump to make the most secure border we've seen in 50, 60 years, if not longer. So a unique opportunity. The event is on Saturday, April 27th. So we're only 9 days away. Is that, oh my goodness, we're only 9 days away. Tickets will not last much longer. Go to regjoeshow.com. It's the first post. Click on it, and you can get all the details of how to get your tickets while they last. Now, some good news to start the hour with. First, Congressman or Representative Ralph Norman from North Carolina introduced a bill yesterday aimed to stop a form of federal spending known as earmarks. Speaking to the Daily Signal, he said, quote, "I've always said that earmarks are evil. They are sneaky in the way that they get tacked onto big, important spending packages to be automatically passed by the uniparty with hope that no one looks into the details." Of course, the article explains that earmarks are used by lawmakers. They're also referred to commonly as pork spending or pork barrel spending. They receive funding for projects in their districts. Earmarks are often inserted, as you said, into these large bills so you don't see them, right? For example, if you're spending, say, I don't know, $64 billion on Ukraine, and somebody tucks in a little $2 million earmark for some local company in their district, you're so busy looking at the $64 billion, you're like, $2 million? That's a rounding error. Who even knows, right? So, I mean, no one's paying any attention whatsoever. And, of course, for the congressman or the senator, whatever it might be, now you're uber popular, right? I mean, now you're the best guy in the world. And then it's how they try to buy their reelections by doing these things. Norman went on to say to the Daily Signal, basically an earmark is taxpayer funding for a personalized pet project for a particular district or special interest group. The six-page bill he reintroduced Wednesday, I like it already that it's only six pages. I'd like him to get it down to three or two, but whatever. I'll go with six. It's better than 1,000. Was reintroduced on Wednesday, and it prohibits Congress from considering legislation that contains earmarks, thus banning the practice. Now, part of why, and I haven't read the whole six pages, but I'm gonna guess. One of the reasons that it's six pages is what he just made sound simple isn't going to be simple. And here's why. He's like, well, you can't have a bill if it has an earmark. You and I understand what that means. And in the world of common sense, you understand what that means. But in a world where you have people like Chuck Schumer that's like, well, we didn't vote to not have a trial. We just voted that the articles of impeachment are unconstitutional, which they have no authority to do, by the way. But this is how they'll do it, right? So, well, these aren't earmarks. These are marks of ear. This isn't pork spending. It's chicken spending. I mean, they'll come up with some other name for it, some other way of doing it to try to get around it. So I suspect the six pages is so that they tried to detail it, tried to make sure there's enough teeth to the bill that it would actually make a difference. It is known as the Earmark Elimination Act. He's introduced it twice previously, most recently in February of 2021. Now, one of the telltales of a bill, it doesn't matter good or bad, but when you see who's willing to co-sponsor it. Now, you would think where we have a majority of Republicans in the United States House, almost every one of them more than willing to claim they're a conservative, because that seemingly has no definition anymore, they would think we've got, 218 Republicans? You'd think like Mike Gallagher and Ken Buck and all the stalwarts would be signing on to this. Five co-sponsors so far, ladies and gentlemen. Five co-sponsors. Some of these names wouldn't be a shock. One kind of does surprise me, but Scott Perry out of Pennsylvania, Matt Rosendale out of Montana, Andy Ogles out of Tennessee. None of those are surprised. Tom McClintock out of California. That one actually surprised me because McClintock, who was once very conservative, he's been swaying towards he looks like a ship trying to go under a bridge in Baltimore. He's swaying right towards the concrete on a regular basis. And now the one that doesn't surprise me at all that's in this list, Congressman Tom Tiffany out of Wisconsin, who has been consistently probably the most conservative member of the caucus out of the state of Wisconsin. These have long been debated, as we know. This goes back years and years, right? I mean, there's the infamous project in Bridge to Nowhere, where they're spending $223 million to build a bridge in a part of Alaska, which at the time had a population of 50 people. So they're spending $223 million for anyway. So it's nothing new, but it's good that they're doing it. I appreciate that he's putting the effort forward, and not for the sake of the effort, because like I said, Look at who's willing to co-sponsor the bill. If they don't even vote on it, if they don't ever make it happen, it would be better if they did. I agree. But one of the good things about this is why I like the up and down votes individually on any funding for foreign aid, because then you can take account for who is willing to support sending our taxpayer dollars to specific places. And in the same sense, with the Congressman Norman's bill, it may not see the light of day on a floor vote. It may never get that far. But thus far, and you can call your congressman and say, hey, how come your name's not on there? How come there's only five names on a bill that should be a give me for every Republican? It's a great conversation to have, and courtesy of Representative Norman, you can now start that conversation with your member of Congress.
The Regular Joe Show.